The future legends of music play here. TheEdgeOnAir.com.
Here on TheEdgeOnAir.com, I'm Paul Samari, your program director here. I've got a special guest in the studio with me, Brandon Maddox, a rising country star. He was named the 2014 Lucas Oil Monster Truck Artist of the Year. Brandon, thanks for being here in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Now, you are from Nashville originally. It's kind of a hike here to get to Chicago. Welcome to Chicago, first and foremost. And you're up here for the, you're going to be with the Monster Truck Series. It's tonight at the Sears Center, and you're performing on, it's called what, the Pit Row? Pit Party. Pit Party. You're performing tonight and tomorrow night. And if people can't catch you there tonight, you're also playing at the Penny Road Pub out in Barrington. How many, you tour kind of all over the place, it seems like. How many shows a year do you play on average?
Around 300 a year.
Okay, so you're a busy guy then.
Yes.
Okay. The show tonight, $10 cover, you're playing at 10 o'clock tonight, 11 o'clock tomorrow. But people can find you kind of in other places if they've watched the ABC show Nashville. You've appeared on there.
That's right.
You've had the song Honk If Your Country has appeared in the movie Unconditional. And then I guess there's in the works, you mentioned that there's a reality TV show called Real Life Country that you're going to be a part of. So it sounds like this is a kind of a big year for you, 2014. What else is on the docket, or what are kind of your hopes and dreams that you hope to accomplish this year?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's been a very good year so far. I think it's going to be a groundbreaking year when it's all said and done. Some of the other things that I have in store is I'm trying to work on a tour throughout the Midwest, hitting some of the same cities that I've hit with the Monster Truck Tour. Also heading up to New England and playing some shows up there, possibly.
Okay.
But I'm working on just some future tours and hitting media in every town that I go to.
Have you played up in New England before?
I've never played. Well, actually, I take that back. I did. I played in Fall River. Massachusetts, they call it Fall River. It's Fall River,
yeah,
way it's spelled for us Southerners.
No, they don't.
So, yeah, I played up there. I played in New York City, actually, at Santos Party House in Little Italy once.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's very interesting. What did you think of New York City when you were there?
It was big, and it was very expensive.
Now, this is, you were telling me earlier, this is your first time in Chicago. What are your impressions of Chicago?
It's a beautiful town. I mean, comparing it to New York, I was saying earlier, it's just, the architecture's great here. There's, you know, beautiful buildings, and the people are cool. I've had a great time seeing some of the sights, like the Hancock building and looking off there. It's been a good trip sightseeing. Yeah, the Bean, the Mirrored Bean, or whatever that is.
I think technically it's called Cloud Gate, but we all call it the Bean anyway. So if you say the Bean in Chicago, everyone knows what you're talking about.
Right.
So you're playing this Monster Truck tour, and you have the official song, which is "The Bigger the Wheels." How did that come about? Where did the song come from, and how did you get attached to the Monster Truck performing with them?
Actually, I had a connection with Monster Truck, and they were auditioning like 30 different bands to be part of this. And I actually passed the audition for singing on the song, so it was great.
Very cool. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to play that song. It's called "The Bigger the Wheels." It's the official song of the Monster Truck tour here. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Brandon Maddox, who is a rising country star. And you are listening to TheEdgeOnAir.com.
We'll be right back.
Brandon Maddox, the bigger the wheels, the bigger the man, here on the edgeonair.com. Paul Shabari in studio with Brandon Maddox, who 2014 Lucas Oil Monster Truck Artist of the Year. He's an unsigned artist, very independent, self-made man. We're talking off the air about the touring lifestyle, and you had a story about going to Sioux City. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, we had really high hopes that when we got there, the Monster Truck Rally, we'd just be selling all kinds of merchandise. And actually, the whole team of people around me was saying, hey, you're going to sell hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise. So we packed the car to the gills, just me and my girlfriend, and we went out on the road. And we couldn't see out the back or the sides or anything. I mean, we were praying when we changed lanes because there were suitcases piled upon PA gear.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like, okay, here's all these CDs, all these T-shirts we're hoping to sell. And we didn't know. I mean, in my mind, I was like, well, I could sell hardly anything or I could sell a lot, but we better be prepared because we might just sell a lot. So we marched on from Madison over to Sioux City, and the whole way was just like cramped, you know, trying to make it to the next town.
And speaking of those T-shirts and CDs, do you have any for sale tonight at your show?
I do.
All right. So if you're listening right now and you come out to the Penny Road Pub, bring extra money because he's got some stuff to sell and you're definitely going to want to pick that up. I was reading about kind of your influences and how you got started, and I thought that it was interesting that growing up in Tennessee and teaching yourself how to play guitar, you kind of fell into the rock and roll thing, and the Beatles were a big influence, and then you kind of branched into the country. Could you tell me a little bit about, you know, kind of growing up and learning how to play music and kind of how you developed into a country star?
Sure, absolutely. My dad would play the Beatles, the Beach Boys, all the oldies kinds of stuff from the time I was 4 years old through, you know, as long as I can remember. And so that was the kind of music that I grew up with. And so when I got older, my dad played a little guitar, and he every now and then bring it out. And I just was like, Dad, I'd like to learn how to play guitar. And he was like, oh, well, okay, well, maybe you can. And he didn't really say much about it. But my grandfather had this old guitar, and I was visiting my grandparents, and he said, there's a classical guitar down the woodshed. It just needs to be restrung. And I looked at it, and it was busted on one of the places on the guitar. It rattled when you played it. And so I took the restrung it, put fresh new strings in it, and it compensated a little bit for all the bad way it sounded so bad. And I just taught myself out of old Beatles books. Out of the backs of them, they would have guitar chord charts. So you knew what a G chord was. You knew what a C chord was.
Yeah.
And I taught myself different songs. Would spend 7 hours a day, sometimes at 11, 12 years old, teaching myself how to play.
And so did your dad play guitar at all? I mean, you said it was in the family. Okay, so music kind of just runs in your blood. Growing up, was it easy to kind of find other guys to play with that were your age to kind of form bands and anything like that?
Not a lot. It was kind of difficult to keep a band together.
Okay.
So I didn't have too many. I had a couple of bands, and I actually branched off into rock to bluegrass, and I had a bluegrass band in college. So, yeah, lots of...
And then how long were you playing music in Chattanooga before you moved to Nashville?
I actually was playing music for, you know, probably about 12, 13 years in Chattanooga. And, you know, I'd had a couple bands in town. We played rock and roll, and we'd play around different places. But mainly I would just play solo shows in Chattanooga. Then I went off to college, and then I was like, okay, I don't want to do this. I want to get into music. So I discovered Nashville and how welcoming it was for musicians and for songwriters, and I wound up going over to Nashville, and that's where it really began for me.
Do you have a favorite venue in Nashville that you like to play?
Well, there's, you know, when it comes to Nashville, you usually don't get paid anything. It's a major music hub.
Yeah.
So, you know, most you can expect is $50 most places, you know, for 3 hours or 4 hours of your time. So as far as Nashville, I did like to play Tequila Cowboy. I was playing that place quite regularly. I do, I play some, trying to think of some of the different places I've played, but the Bluebird was cool when I played there. Listening Room Cafe. I mean, there's a few different ones.
Was it really hard kind of breaking into those places once you moved to town? Because I've from researching myself, trying to get shows in Nashville, it's hard as a touring musician to come into Nashville. Was it hard moving there and kind of breaking into the scene?
Yeah, it was a little bit hard. It's a welcoming songwriting community when you get into the songwriting end. But as far as the artist community, it's kind of like everywhere else. I think that, you know, trying to book shows there, it's not... it's not, you know, that difficult. I book shows across the country, and sometimes it's harder in different cities across the country because they got their local talent, and that's everywhere. I mean, everywhere you go, there's another songwriter, there's another musician that's vying for that spot.
And that's such a hotbed for that type of thing. You've worked with a lot of people down there, too. Chris Gantry, Brett Eldridge. I thought it was impressive, too, that Doug Sizemore was the producer for your first EP, Waitlist, which came out a couple years ago. Doug Sizemore being the band leader and keyboard player for Reba McEntire. What was it like working with him?
It was amazing. Doug has been wonderful every step of the way. I actually was, before I went on the Monster Truck Tour, after Doug had produced both my first two albums, official albums, both Waitlist and The Bigger the Wheels, which is for sale tonight, Monster Truck Rally and Penny Road Pub, I had had a band bail on me after 4 months of rehearsing.
Oh, wow.
And a week before all the Monster Truck shows began. So first get a call from the bass player. He says, yeah, I had a buddy who overdosed and I can't come. I was like, well, what do you say to that? Okay, I guess you can't come. Then I get a call from the guitar player, and I knew what that was about. He was leaving, too. So the whole band bailed, and I had to get some tracks together to be able to, you know, provide the full band sound and give you a taste of what's on the album, give people at Monster Truck Shows that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was right there, helped with that, and whenever I've needed something, just call Doug up, and he's ready and willing to help.
Do you have I know you're kind of touring on your own right now, but do you have, like, mm-hmm. a touring band that you go out with from time to time?
Everybody in Nashville plays with everybody, so it's kind of like, you know, they're playing with so-and-so on that day. No, man, I can't do it. I'm playing with so-and-so that day. Or, yeah, sure, I can do it. How much is the pay? It always goes back to the money.
Yeah. Do you find that it's good, though, to have so many artists around, because you can kind of pick and choose who you want to work with? And do you think that kind of fosters a more creativity in terms of your personal style and maybe being a part of other people's projects? Mm-hmm.
Definitely. When it comes to musicians, it's great to have a large pool of musicians because, you know, as I said, they play with every artist out there. As far as different artists to collaborate with, yeah, I think it's helpful. You know, I've written with a lot of different artists and had some cuts on their albums, and it's always great to have that collaboration. And when you find people that will collaborate, it's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing.
So it says you have over 850 original songs, 18 artist cuts. I think it was like over 900 original songs published. Would you be able to perform one for us today?
Absolutely.
Well, which song are you going to perform for us today?
I'm going to play a song called Redemption Road.
Okay.
And actually, Redemption Road is one of those that's on the album, The Bigger the Wheels, The Better the Man, which is tonight will be there and available. I wrote this to a guy named Tyler Flowers back in Nashville. Just
that's
another artist.
Tyler Flowers, because that's the name of the baseball team's catcher in town, the White Sox.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so I'm like, wait a minute. It's off topic here. But yeah, so Redemption Road, this is off your new album, The Bigger the Wheels. Is that out yet, or is that going to be coming out?
It's out. It's on iTunes and all the online retailers, as well as, you know, of course, the hard copy. Is here. You can get a signed copy here, but if you want to, if you want to just download it, you can do that too off the internet.
Okay, this is Brandon Maddox. He's performing in studio here on theedgeofourair.com with the song Redemption Road from his new album, The Bigger the Wheels.
Just cruising along through life, crossing off my days like my marker signs. Didn't care that I was lost, didn't know what I was trying to find. Didn't ask for directions, didn't have a map. Trusted my heart to keep me on track. Pedal down on the gas, I wasn't ever looking back. Soul, filling up my truck at the Flying J. Your smile's what really filled my tank. That's when you rescued me, and I've never been the same. I've been down a thousand highways, thinking I'd find love my own way. Wound up broken down and all alone. One day you came and saved me, healed me and led me your way, baby. Carried my love-scarred, shattered soul that if I ever stray, you'll take my hand and show me the way. 'Cause I know I'll never be alone down Redemption Road. Been down a thousand highways, thinking I'd find love my own way, when I'd almost given up on hope. One day you came and saved me, healed me and led me your way, baby. Carried my love-scarred, shattered soul. I'd never have started out if I'd only Redemption Road. Redemption Road.
All right. It's Brandon Maddox here in the studio on the edgeonair.com. He's performing tonight and tomorrow night at Penny Road Pub. You can catch him there. It's a $10 cover. He goes on tonight at 10:30, tomorrow night at 11. You can also find him at the Monster Truck Rally going on tonight at the Sears Center as well as tomorrow night. And you can find him on Facebook, facebook.com/Brandon Maddox Music. That's M-A-D-D-O-X. And his website is BrandonMaddoxMusic.com. Follow him on Twitter at BMadMusic and on Instagram at BMadMusic. Brandon, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
This is TheEdgeOnAir.com. You can hear Brandon on here, and we will have this interview for you shortly on our audio page. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thanks again.
This is TheEdgeOnAir.com.
For artist interviews, videos, and photos, visit TheEdgeOnAir.com.